Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go.
Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth.
It's your boy, J2. What's up? That's what's
we
up.
Look, let me go ahead and do this tonight, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have a great one today. Okay, let me do this disclaimer.
Right.
The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. These views and opinions are not the views of opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
I keep telling y'all, we broke. You can't get blood from a turnip. What's up, everybody? Shout out to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
all of our listeners. All of our listeners. We've got Australia.
Australia.
New Zealand. Brazil. China. Canada. South Africa.
Germany.
India. Zimbabwe. Tanzania.
Uganda.
Argentina. Kenya.
Kenya.
Romania. Netherlands. Finland. Croatia. And you know who this last one is.
Well, of course, the U.S. of A, baby.
You got it, my brother. You got it. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in.
Seems like we're getting half the world already. We just need the whole world.
Okay. We're trying, J2. So we have to bring in our other caller that's going to be in with us on our panel today.
Okay.
It's, you know, our resident
activist. Brother.
You know it. Jacob
Y'all
Blake
know
Senior.
Who it is. The infamous
it's the Jacob
Mr.
Blake,
Blake
okay.
Senior. Okay.
Jake Blake.
What's happening?
Yeah,
what's happening?
What's up?
What's happening, y'all?
Well, welcome.
It's
welcome. I'm glad you were able to.
Come on.
Look, I'm trying to get the horns.
Okay, we're going
to
get the horns.
I don't know if it's called a blast or what.
It's a horn blast. Before I broke my phone, I had the sound bite on the phone before I broke it.
No, if I could, I would, shoulda. Don't you start with me right now.
I already know. Don't cuss me up and down by 35.
What's up, my creep peepers? Welcome to Beth. What's up? It's day two. And Jacob Blake, senior on here.
Yep.
He'll be just, you know, kicking it around for the next few minutes.
Chopping it
Casey,
up.
Casey, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, it's been a difficult week for me. That broken phone, T-Mobile, they're just messing me up. I need to go ahead and find some. Let me talk to your supervisor. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. Let me talk to somebody to know what they're doing.
Why don't you go down there?
I did go down there. You know what they told me?
Get on your bike and ride over there.
Where my wife at? I wish she was here. I was like, yeah, what? We went to 3 T-Mobile. And I don't know what to do. Customer service values have went down the drain after COVID-19. They don't want to do nothing no more.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure y'all feel it too. It's everywhere. It's not just T-Mobile. It's McDonald's. It's Chick-fil-A. It's everywhere you go now.
Yeah,
and these people that act like they don't want to do customer service no more. They looking at
they
you like you mad.
They just do enough to do their job for however many hours they're there. Is what they do nowadays.
So, besides that, man, we got a couple of different things. I know you talked about mental health, and they just did a study. I just saw this. They just did a study that with colleges. Now, we talk about mental health issues all the time. Don't be big mouth. Now, they're saying that kids in college, 1 out of 4 have mental issues, and 1 out of 5 have actually tried or thought about suicide.
Wow.
They start so young now. The problem with that is, brother, that for a long time, for over maybe 200 years, they said that African Americans weren't smart enough to have mental disability.
What?
Oh, because we're one third of a man still, and we weren't smart enough to have mental disability.
Right. Put that in your coffee cup. Mix that with some
coconut oil and everything.
Yeah, I got to sip on that one a little more. Extend a little further on that one.
Yeah, there was, I can't remember the psychologist's name in Germany. And it was before Pavlov's theory of conditioning. They said that Africans did not have the necessary amount of something in the brain. We weren't smart enough.
Well, they didn't tell that lady at the dollar store the other day that I had to hide in the aisle.
That's why when we were coming up, the white kids had the nervous pills. You know, the black kids just got ass whoopings.
That's it. That's it, Mr. Blake. And that's what we were talking about the other day, man. We got to go back to old school values because that seemed like it worked for us all the time.
Yeah, but then you're working fear. You're using fear to control somebody's emotional disorder. And then eventually the disorder comes out. And fear doesn't work anymore. Now the person is in a full-blown mania, and nobody is understanding why this person is acting like this.
Yeah.
It's because their psychological needs weren't met at a young age.
Right.
I'm telling you, some lady was tripping the other day in the dollar store. I hid in the aisle. I pulled my cane out. I was like, look, I'm going to have to hook a cookie up in here. I'm serious. Don't stand there.
You about to do the Coming to America?
Yep. I'm telling y'all, I pulled it out because I was like, if she gets to tripping, she was telling people, don't stand near me. I'm not here to guard you or something. She was saying crazy.
What's your security guard or nothing?
No, she was a customer in the dollar store. And, Jacob, I think you know which dollar store I'm talking about. Dempster and Dodge.
I can imagine.
She was walking through the parking lot, Skippity Lou and talking to herself and yelling.
It's real. Mental health is real, man. You know, we laughing, but at the same time, man, she's one pill away from being normal.
Yeah.
Right? And speaking issues, Kanye has been up to buffoonerism these last couple of weeks. He's been banned off social media because he said something about DEFCON 8 with Jewish people. He was going to go DEFCON 8 on them. What else? He had that White Lives Matter T-shirt on the other week. So he's another nutty nut. And I really don't think it's all
but he's,
nutty
he's
nut.
In a, he's in a full-blown mania all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
He's got money, and he don't, you know, doctor can't tell him to take nothing. You ain't going to make me make money. He's worried about money. He don't care about what you
and
think about him.
And that's very true.
Right, basically. Because I don't think
true.
A pill can really heal your mental issues. I think if they're going to say everybody in the world got a chemical imbalance or something, I don't think they need to be, you know, given a pill. Like you said, so I mean, just take real, just homemade discipline.
Crazy.
But then,
all right, gentlemen, I'm going to take a quick commercial, and then we're going to come back and talk about this, what we're talking about, mental health, and some other things that's been going on in the world today. So we'll be right back.
That's what's up.
Podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Benicia.
Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and Jake Too.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to That's What's Up.
As we
talk about mental health issues and buffoonerism. Yeah, he's something else. Well, what about y'all think and about Mr. Herschel Walker?
Uh-oh.
Now,
hey, well,
that's buffoonerism.
Personally, funny to me how they can't stand us until you get one that acts just like them, and then no matter what you do, they defend you.
Right.
So they put him outside to take all the fire on, but they're going to defend him. But when he loses, then they're going to lose him.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He'll
you know they'll drop him to the side.
Right. He'll be lost.
He can't even say, he sound like me when I came out my coma. He can't talk,
right.
Hold four words together.
Well,
no,
he was never articulate. He was never articulate, but he could play some football.
Nope.
Well,
he can
play
ever.
In college. In college, he can play. But
yep,
as far as,
too.
as far as holding the conversation, I'd rather talk to my mama's dog.
You know what he did the other day, y'all? He, I guess he was at a rally on
okay,
behalf of himself, and he said this story about a bull and the cow.
A bull and
did y'all hear
cow.
That?
Okay,
had
come on with it, because you already know I'm gonna get on his ass.
So he was like, I tell this story. He was like, I tell this story all the time that I was a bull. And I was looking over, and there were three cows, and, you know, they were all pregnant. You know, I had something going on or whatever. He said, some BS. And then he says, but I wanted the cows over across the gate or whatever. So I escaped and got over there. And when I got up over there, I realized that those are bulls, too. What the hell are you talking about, bro?
Boy, what is
what
this, man? The man is retarded, man.
Whoa, Mr. Blake, what is this? I seen
so
some other cows.
Are you
saying
you don't, cross that bridge and then there's men on the other side? When you
that's
said there are
like
bulls over there?
That's,
okay.
That's what I got out of it.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Oh, I thought they were winning, went over to the other side of the fence. It looked green on the other side. And then
it
ended up being
in his eyes. Yeah, but it ended up being bull.
He needed a mental health pill.
Was he coming out of the closet?
Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah, was he busting out the gate? Is that what you said, Mr. Blake?
coming out with all his clothes, with all his beautiful clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what? Y'all think they gon'? You think he'll make it?
No.
I hope not.
I don't believe I don't believe he's gonna make it. But it's so blasphemous for you to do what you say you're against. But when you do it, it's okay to do. That's just like President Trump. Okay.
Uh-oh. I got something to say about it, isn't it?
It's okay. It's okay for him to walk up and grab a woman by the cootie.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody else got to go to jail for that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And he said it loud and proud too. It did not. It did not even shudder when he said it. Like,
he didn't even try to deny it.
Well, he's going to court next week with that lady that is after him for rape.
They subpoenaed him for what happened at the Capitol. They subpoenaed him.
Well,
but
they said that. They said that.
So,
man,
yeah, he's
going
to have
bad.
To answer,
y'all
and you know what
like
he's going to do. He's going to put it in that lion face.
Hey, look, eventually, in order to take Trump down, you have to take down all them old-ass white men in the Senate.
That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Because how can an old-ass white man, dried-up old-ass white man, tell a woman what she can do with her reproductive parts. I don't understand that. I'm not going to understand it. I have a mother, and I have sisters, and I have cousins.
Right.
I have nieces. I have daughters. I have granddaughters. You can't tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body.
Okay, because right now, speaking of reproductive system, I'm having a hot flash. It's hot up in here. It's not here.
Right now. I
got to
say this for you.
What?
You turn that heat up too high.
Yeah, you know, you get all hot and bothered.
It's steam. It's not, you know, heat like that. It's steam heat. So you know that steam heat is hot. You know how your mama and them used to put bowls of water on top of that thing so the water could evaporate?
Yeah.
It's that type of heat. It's hot. It's hot up in here. Okay, and I'm trying to disrobe as we speak.
Speaking of which, we got to make sure we get some bad ice.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, as I disrobe, we're going to go to a little music break, and we'll be right back.
That's what's up.
I want it, 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 I want
That's what's up. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth.
Every time I hear that song, it's Computer Love. It's a classic.
Oh, classic, it's, man.
That's classic. That was before even computers got big, man. They were ahead of their time.
You know, I thought you were getting ready to say that every time you thought about, think about me when you hear that song. Because you were saying
that I'm sorry, say it again.
Zap from, Zap. Yes. Because, you know, Jacob, I got this thing in my neck, right?
Yeah.
And I was telling me that, or JQ tried to tell me that I was like Roger from Zap with this plastic tube in my neck.
You know I was just messing with you, girl.
No, that's
I
funny.
Know
that
it.
Is.
I thought so,
you
too.
You know, I was just messing. I was
yeah,
just messing.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to let y'all know that we've gained a couple of steps in this fight, in this battle out here for justice. I was in Tampa, Florida last month with Andrew Joseph III's family. And the sheriff's department down there was found liable for his death. And they were rewarded $15 million.
Wow.
That's big.
Yeah,
that's big.
Along with me standing with, of course, Breonna Taylor's family. And finally,
right.
the exposing of the lies and the way that things were handled in Louisville. And
mm-hmm.
it goes to show, you know, black people have been telling for a long time, but nobody has been paying attention. No one's paying attention. We were in California about 3 weeks ago with Brandon Lopez's family, who was killed by the Anaheim police. And it seems like that's get more attention and going to come to a head. But then at the same time, with Pamela Turner down, we were in Texas and in Houston, and it was a suburb of Houston, and they were found not guilty. So,
what?
I mean, the fight is real, and we don't stop fighting. Yes.
We
don't stop fighting.
We
can't
no,
we
die. Don't.
We lose the war. You don't lose it.
You know
if you don't
got
keep,
on
just
my nerves this week,
attention.
Speaking of the fight, what's her name? Candace Owens. She's another one in her buffooneryism. She and Kanye West got some kind of something going on with the two of them. And I think Kanye leaked this, it's a voicemail of Kim when she was with Ray J, and she was talking about Whitney Houston and how he was with Whitney Houston. So I think Kanye gave her that recording to leak out. I do.
Well, you know, money rules the world, so he's got enough money to pay anybody to do whatever he wants him to do. And that's what
this
he does.
These are true.
That's
this
strange
is very
truth.
True.
That's what
but
he does.
She just
strange
does.
Truth.
She's another one that's just either out there for the clout or for the money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, they're all out there for the money. They're most. The majority of the people that you meet out in the battle, on the battlefield for justice, man, are searching for clout, recognition, and money, all that whole package. You very seldom run into people that are in this fight to be in the fight because they don't have skin in the game. Their skin is how much money they can turn, how much revenue they can generate.
Just like, unfortunately, it was that guy or the people that got that Black Lives Matter money and bought the house.
Yeah, bought the house.
Out
that,
in California.
The lady that was over. Yeah.
You know, that to me is an example of clout chasing, money chasing. You're not really in it for the cause.
Right.
Well, they're in court with them right now, grassroots, Black Lives grassroots in Los Angeles, Dr. Malena Muhammad, Abdullah, I'm sorry.
Abdullah is in court.
She's in court with that dude right now. They're fighting because he took all that money and he's not using it in the community for what it's supposed to be used for.
He bought a mansion.
See,
right,
that ain't all.
Bought a mansion.
No, that's not all she bought. You're right, Mr. Blake. That shit. That's not all she bought. She bought a whole bunch of stuff.
Right,
okay.
He bought millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's the people that fight for real fight, we got to raise money. We have to have fundraisers, and we get $5, $10, $20 donations, and we sleep in three in a room in a suite, three people, some on the couch, some on the floor, some in the bed, just to be there for that fight.
That does not mean
that we stop. That means that if we got a can of beans,
fight harder.
We gonna all eat them beans till that can of beans is gone.
Right.
Then we gonna work our way to get another can of beans.
Here's a bean for you. Here's a bean for me.
Right.
Here's a bean for
right.
You know,
right. But it,
you
but
make it do what
you
it
have
do.
To have that type of mentality. You have to have that type of mentality.
But Big Mouth, Mr. Blake, man, that's been an ongoing thing, even with some of our artists like Kanye or Lil Wayne or even Oprah. We can just keep on going down the line that make all this money and say that, okay, we are really for our people, but not even backing up the fight for those who trying to do some right.
Right. Well.
Do it for justice. Do it for the people. That's what we're looking at.
Well, you know, Oprah said that when she went to Africa and opened that school and asked the little girl what she wanted, and the little girl said all she wanted was a desk. Oprah said if she'd have went to a school in the United States, they'd have started talking about PS systems and laptops, games. So we already have a mental, a stereotype of our own, man.
Right, exactly.
We look at our own in a negative light. And again, we go back to psychology. I can quote Pavlov again. Until you recondition a conditioned being, it will be conditioned.
Well, hey. And that condition is going to stay there because it's all in the head already. It's the psychological warfare that they've been doing for years and years.
Chattel slavery was diabolical, and chattel slavery made our minds work in a certain way. We wouldn't need to have another Wall Street if these black churches band together and took some of that $4.6 billion
every
Sunday. That's
them tithes that they get all the time.
$4.6 billion every Sunday.
Don't get me started, because I had a little issue with a mega church out there, with a mega church out there in Dallas. Okay, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
You can't even join free flow dollars, church, until they see your W-2s.
Hey, that's
shut
what I'm
up,
about,
for real?
What does that got to do with God?
I'm telling you, in order to be a member of his church, now, they might have changed it now, but back in the early 2000s, you had to show your W-2s to join his church.
Well, I know for a fact, now maybe they've changed this too, but they only help that big old mega church out there in Dallas. They only help people. I'm not saying whose church.
Okay, do we
ain't
talking
about
that? You know she's talking about the Gap.
Yeah. And, just keep it real, man. Just keep it real, man. Just
okay.
Keep it real.
So listen, I was having some problems back maybe early 2000s or so, or mid 2000s, and my dad was like, "Well, you know, go to the Catholic charity people. They help. Yeah, I'm Catholic, so nice be help beget nice." Well, I went to the Gap. Because I figured since it was a black-owned establishment that they would, you know, help. They told me no because I wasn't a member of their church. They couldn't help me. And ever since then,
crazy.
I've had an issue. Okay, and then that same day, I contacted the Catholic Charities and had no problem.
See what I'm saying?
Now, no. So the Gap is not someplace I'm very happy about.
And I'm going to tell you to keep it 100, to keep it real. A lot of people have negative things to say about Al Sharpton, but Al Sharpton has kept Families United afloat for 3 years. Whenever I called Reverend Isle and asked him for something, he was right there looking his split. So it's not all of them.
It's not everybody.
But it's some of them.
We're just talking about a small percentage.
It's a lot of them. And if I didn't have...
Didn't he want to buy a jet, y'all?
Yeah.
No,
he didn't want to buy the jet. He wanted his people to buy him a jet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? You better get your butt up on Spirit Airline like everybody else.
Get on Spirit or go on and get that van, and y'all hop in that van and go where you need to go. Y'all know how we use
the problem. The problem with religion in the United States is that they're looking to a man, a human being, and treating him like he's a king or on a pedestal. That's not religion. Religion is about the creator. It has nothing to do with a man because a man is flesh and blood. Hell, if Jesus said that he was not perfect, how can these men that stand in the pulpit claim to be, because they're human, so they sin like everybody else every day.
Yep.
Because they're tangible. They're tangible. They're here. So if they're supposed to be a representative of the Creator, they're supposed to walk accordingly. But as we know on this earth, that they're looking for power, money, and I guess a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, but then that's not paying attention to what the words in their book says. Their book says that there's nothing you can cast your eyes on that could give you even an inkle of an idea of my infinite power. That's what the Creator said.
Wow. Okay. All right,
it's written down. So, I mean,
I'm gonna take a quick...
either you're going to believe, you can't take bits and pieces bits and pieces and make them believe. You can't sprinkle, take what you want, and then leave that out. Well, I'll take that. That's not religion.
True. True. That's why I always say I'm a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual
person. That's exactly what I'm saying.
But you are
and
religious.
On that note, and on that note, gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about this, about Brandy being hospitalized, Angela Lansbury died, Nene Leakes' son, and Jada Pickett Smith, she back again. She just shut
up. Didn't you have another song? We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
All right. That's what's up, y'all.
That's what's up.
When I feel the pressure, child. This is Jacob Blake Sr. listening to That's What's Up on Blog Top Radio with Big Mouth and Jay Tizzle.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Big Mouth.
J2.
We lost Jacob Blake Sr. because he had somewhere to be. So I thank him so very much for being on the show with us tonight. I enjoyed that chit-chat with him. Oh, every time Jacob's on, it's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Yes.
And I want to do one more thing. Look, callers, if you want to call in to the line 563-999-3477. Go ahead and call in, chit-chat with us, and tell us what you think.
Okay. The line. As a matter of fact, y'all, I got a question for y'all, and we'll open up the lines to this question. Do y'all think it's because for Little Kim, since Biggie is no longer around and protecting her, and Puffy seems to have pushed her to the side, do y'all think, you know, is it why she's gone down, why men should have been beating her up, and she has this imagery issue with herself, with all the plastic surgery? She's trying to say that her boyfriend laid paws on her. This is what they say. The boyfriend laid paws on her. And so he has caused her to have more plastic surgery, I guess, than she had planned, because he broke her nose, supposedly, and she had to get that fixed several times. I know. So do you think it's because she doesn't have male protection around her, like Lil C, Biggie, Puffy? Do you think that that's why these men are taking advantage of her? I don't know. Or she just has imagery problems and self issues. What do you think?
Well, y'all let them call in on that. That number, once again, is 563-999-3477. I got it memorized.
Well, in the meantime, y'all, we need to say our condolences to Murder, She Wrote, Angela Lansbury. She passed away the other day. I know. And she was such a sweetheart. She was such a likable woman that everybody, you know, So big ups to prayers. Not big up.
Yeah.
Prayers
and condolences to the family.
I know.
Right,
and you know what else?
Okay.
Brandy was rushed to the hospital yesterday. Or was it Tuesday? May have been Tuesday night.
Oh, my God.
She suffered a seizure. And she's in the hospital. What's going on, man? Because
it's going crazy.
Last week,
it's going crazy.
Nene's son, he had a heart attack and a stroke.
Yeah,
Nene's
man.
Son did.
And how old is he? How old is he?
He's 23. 23.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the one.
23 had a heart attack.
Yeah. And his dad was the guy that died. You know, you mean his husband? The one that had cancer. Yeah. Wasn't that 2 years ago he died?
Yeah, that was about two years ago.
And now here this kid is having a heart attack and a stroke.
That is crazy.
I know it. It's
that
sad.
Is crazy.
So the
mental, it's mental health issues, or whether, you know, if it's you know, physical or even, you know, a mental thing. We need to try to give somebody that hey, we got some help for y'all. If y'all need some help, man, this is a big issue, man.
This is a big issue.
All right, well then, you know what? You need to find out on behalf of the mental health people where we can direct people to go.
That's what we're going to do. And we're going to have that.
That's what we're going to do.
Have that,
so
we love
that's
our people.
Your new project on top of your other one.
Yep.
You think yep. I forgot?
You no, know, you ain't forgot. I know you ain't. Because up and down Northwest Highway.
I'm on my way. You know, like the Wicked Wizard of West on the bike. That's me. I'm on my way.
And I thought you were doing it. Y'all think Ben not playing. She is not playing. She will find you. She will find you. That's our private eye right there. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, she did.
And
you know what? You know what, Ben Malpine? I know that you said that you were on the list to get in the new transfer. You know, you had to take tests and stuff like that. In Chicago,
yeah.
We're talking about the Edmonton area and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just saw something about in Texas that they're starting to open up more people that need transplants. If they say there's over 100,000 people plus that need a kidney transplant. So with all of that, I just want to thank God that you have the opportunity to do that. Now they're opening up more channels for you know, for people that need, you know, some things or whatever for their health.
Well, it's funny brought that up because they called me today just making sure because I have to meet with them next week on Tuesday for like 5 hours. And so there were some questions that they wanted to ask me, you know, like, do you smoke? And I'm like, what, Beckel? The girl said, either. I said, no.
Right.
So,
it's a long process. So it's not an easy process.
Yes. Well, no, because I have to, one, I qualify to get on the testing list.
Okay.
So once I've gone through my testing, then they'll have to put me on the actual list. That can take up to 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, that can take up to 5 years. I know, it's crazy, right?
Do they give you a minimum? Do they say it can take up to a month or it can take up to 5 years?
Yeah,
it can
take up, yeah, exactly. The span can go from a month, 5 years, 10 years. Whenever a kidney that is able to be inside of my body, not everybody's kidney I can accept. You have to find people
that
you
need the blood type, you need the right blood type.
Right.
And everything else.
Like,
yeah, because if you have
example,
the wrong blood
I have
type.
A cousin. Say it again.
Yeah, if you have the wrong blood type and, you know, you don't have the blood type that can fit, that match with your body. And it would be definitely detrimental instead of more instrumental to your health. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I have a cousin. He's had a bad heart all his life since we were kids. And he had a heart transplant, maybe 5 years ago. And unfortunately, how he got his heart was an 18-year-old died, and he got his heart.
Oh, man.
So, but it took those many years for him to, you know, find someone that was compatible enough for him to, you know. So I'm just thankful that I'll be on the list, and whenever it does come up, hopefully I'm still here. You know, and able to get it. So I'm excited about this.
No, I'm excited for you, too. You know, I have to say something about that.
Man.
We receive it all.
Oh, Jim Smith is Tika Smith is back in the news. So it's been how long since Will punched that man out? A year?
I'm sorry?
It's been like a year since Will punched that guy out. Okay. All right. So Jada is coming out now and is exposing Will again for something. I'm just really sick of her in this exposing stuff. It's like, girl, shut up. At some point, you have to know when to say when. You know what I mean? Now, they made it through the punching. They made it through her embarrassing him. The Alice Alceda, whatever his name is, rendezvous thing. All that, her talking about Tupac and all that stuff. This man is, just shut up. Let's just, you know what I'm saying? You guys don't want to say when. That's all I want
to say. Why would you try to put down your man that's holding down with you? You don't put him down.
Why?
Don't put him down and spread the stuff out and spreading all kind of information out. It's just, okay, we working
we
through some problems. Everybody
got
problems in their big mouth. Everybody got problems.
We don't need everybody, but we don't need to know about it. Not everything.
Not everything.
Everything?
Everything.
No, not everything. Everything. Because it's like we know what we heard, that at one point in time they were swingers. Okay. We got that.
Oh, yeah.
People got over that. People got over the fact that she demasculated Will and said some stuff about, I guess, this sexual behavior.
Uh-oh.
You know, I just feel that, like, just shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
You don't need to talk about myself, man. If y'all don't look, this is why I even tell even other people or even myself, you know, if somebody is not liking what you're doing in your marriage or your companionship, man, if you're spreading across the community, just go ahead and leave. Why would you just leave?
Right.
Instead of spreading stuff all around the world. Just leave.
Then just leave. If you're not happy, then go ahead and live your life how you want to live it and be happy. Go get your little settlement money and move on.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Why are you talking about it? This is me. Don't defile nobody because y'all not seeing eye to eye. Because you know there's like three different things that marriages or relationships go through. It's financial, the sexual, attention, or even, you know, domestic violence. You know, maybe something out of that. We can say Chris Brown and Rihanna. You know, just if you don't want to be with those, and just go ahead and leave without putting your hands on a woman or a man.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
It's the brother.
All right, J2. What am I about to do? Oh.
Do we have any callers? We ain't got no callers today. If it's okay, it's all right.
No. The line
good.
Is open, y'all. 563-999-3477. Come and chit-chat about that little Kim issue, Jada Pinkett issue, Herschel Walker issue, Kanye issue, whatever. We'll talk about it. And in the meantime.
We'll talk about it.
And in the meantime, we are going to take we'll talk about it. All right, we're going to take a little music break, and then we'll be back.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Hey.
It's not hard to believe.
Let's go. Turn it up. Live niggas, throw it up. It's the official. We got the thing for you. Go.
You can keep your senses. dancing at a rave with bangs, packing a 38 snub and a razor blade. Love shit in a major way. I beat your dog's ass like Flavor Flav. Thug niggas with guns beneath leather. You know better, keep your bitch on tether. Niggas got snow like cold, cold weather. And big money clips, cause it fold you better.
Packing three cuties in the Hemi. Bowls like Luke in Miami. I hit it, gotta get the half of my Jimmy. Ain't no pimp that hard, it's just Hemi. Got a thick flow, a couple of pistols. This thick chick Coco from Cisco. Saying they met her, we backstage in the bathroom. She got a mouth like a vacuum. We them boys with the chains on the neck. Every 5 minutes we untangling them. It's MJ, make sure the name on the check. JD in a turning lane with your ex. Like Los Angeles.
In the knots are scandalous. Big like big bread basket sandwiches. Choke on that, we smoke on bats. I put a hole through the horse on your polo hat. And smoking where the logo at. And the witnesses won't tell the popo jack. It is when we fuck shit up. Kill it. Horny and the blunts lit up. Feel it.
Yo, real talk, y'all. I met this girl last night. She whispered in my ear like,
hey, yo, home tonight, baby, lay me down, baby, girl, it's only right, baby, you're the one, baby, you're the one for me, baby,
yeah.
You should be having my baby,
turn it up,
you should be having my baby.
Need made the wrist flow. Think it's a disco when I ran Bisco. You're feeling it with your Earl Flynn act. Cause it's Tim, tell him where the sin at. That you're feeling it fat. Tell me where your friends at. Can't go to the valet where the Benz at. Let's be out.
Riding high, girl, stop when they see the click. Riding by on jock. They ain't invited unless they gon' drop. And do it how I like it and make it go pop. Agreed, we got weed. Skating through the area, moving at Mach speed. Making moves is a must. Why bother doing it? What y'all doing ain't about dollars.
Girls always looking for me. My kids' mama always looking for me. They looking good for me.
You what?
You gon' stick with her or me? Damn, girl, you always giving the third degree. You still my baby. Always keep me up on my toes. Unless I'm out creeping or doze or sleeping with hoes. Still my baby. Cakes with cakes upon cakes. Forever my money. Keep a nigga spending paper.
Turn it up another notch. Yeah, that's how we doing it. Broadcasting live from WBBE. You know how we do it. We got a special guest in the house. He goes by the name of Dave New York. Dave, we talking about hip hop and radio. Dave, where you at with it?
How do I feel about radio hip hop? I think it's whack. Most of the shit they play is straight garbage.
Hey, yo, check this out. This your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're a listener. That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back, y'all. That's
what
what's up.
That's what's up. Yeah, man.
I was thinking about something that I wanted to say to you, J2.
Okay.
And I lost my train of thought. Oh, thank you for the compliment.
Oh, you always.
You know what I'm talking about?
You always.
Well,
welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you, buddy. No. I know I wanted to do something real quick. Shout out to Howard University. HU, you do.
Okay.
Homecoming weekend starts this weekend. It starts the 16th. It's a Saturday. From Saturday the 16th all the way to the 23rd. So shout out to the Bisons, the Howard Bisons, HU. You know, unfortunately, I had to cancel my.
And you know you was going to love it.
I know. I just did it the other day. I had to, well, because I have to go over to Loyola to meet with those people. And that would have been the day I would have flown out of Chicago.
Right.
And so I'll take it as a credit, and then I could save that money in my pocket from that hotel.
Shoot. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? You know what? I want to give a couple shout outs to some of our guests on the show. I'm gonna give a shout out to Dante the Great up there with the Ohio and Hall playoffs.
Right.
All of them and the above, it came full circle. Because you know I opened up for Zappin' Rogers years ago. I opened up for them.
What?
So, you know, it's like Ohio.
That's
yeah,
I learn something new all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And let's give a shout-out to Kodak. Give a shout-out to Kodak.
Kodak Hustle in the house.
Kodak,
frameless
in the house.
In stores now.
Give a shout-out to Kodak. And also, Mr. Blake Senior, man, we got to give a shout out to him for coming back on the show, and you know, doing his stuff too.
I love him. We
yeah,
are family.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of which, Eye Candy Hair Salon here in Evanston is holding its Academy, Eye Candy Hair Academy, this week on Monday and Wednesday. Yeah, so what it is, it's the government has given money out for them to teach a trade to younger people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for like high school age or junior high school girls. They're going to learn the trade of hair technique, the business,
yeah, right.
And that type of stuff. So, and I'll be there. I'm the hype person.
Okay.
Don't bleed hype. So I'll be there Monday and Wednesday. So Eye Candy Hair Academy next week, starting Monday. I'm excited for it. You know.
That's starting Monday, y'all. That's starting Monday. So y'all going, if y'all in the Edmonton area, Chicago area, y'all go.
The Chicagoland area. If you're in the Chicagoland area, feel free to register your children. Yep. I think it's fifth grade to eighth grade.
Actually, I think it's called esthetician, right? So you do facials, you do the hair, you do all of that, right?
Hair. I'm big mouth.
Okay, but I think part
that's
of the esthetician, you do the hair and the facials,
grande.
And, you know.
Well, all right. Well, then we're going to hope maybe I'll get a facial while I'm letting one of the kids do a facial on me.
Yeah, just,
I mean,
just don't make
my hair.
Too hot. Just do my hair.
Just
but
they're
going to learn pretty much a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, J2, we did not do before I start going in slow down mode. We did not shout out Be Original.
Oh, Be
it's
Original?
It's a lifestyle. Yes.
Triple D?
Oh, wait a minute. On the VOT though now.
I look fly and I look good.
I look good.
I just went down. And got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go see. I still got to go see him. I know he's right around the corner. I still got to go see him.
See? You'll maybe get on my bike and ride on over there. I bet not
catch
you on the
side of the
road.
Come on, let's go get on the bike. He's going to ride it.
I bet not catch you on the side of the road. Hey, Loka is doing something tonight for
singles.
Oh,
Vita doing something?
They're having some. I don't know where because I don't have my information in front of me.
Well, we'll find out before
singles.
The week is over.
Well, it's tonight. It's like right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go
dating,
and just go and get flies.
Fast dating. Fast single dating something.
Oh, they're doing what you call that, a speed dating.
Yes. They're going to do
speed dating.
See if
you want to get out with that person and you just talk to them for like maybe five minutes, and then you move on to the next person. No.
Okay. You married now. Nah.
Well,
You know what?
I'll accept that.
Right.
You accept that?
Well, you ain't got no choice.
That's my baby now. That's baby cake.
Rock, 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 rock. I got a few more minutes to play with. Let's see if this will work, this last thing, before I mess up and do something crazy.
Why are you doing that? I just want to give a shout out to everybody, man, especially with mental health issues. Like, we just want to pray that, everybody get the help that they need. And we'll find out more information about it so we can facilitate, if somebody needs, some mental health issues at the end of the show, man. Just we're going to find out because we need help. We all need help at some point.
Well, I know I need help, but I ain't crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Come on,
yeah,
now.
Like that lady walking around the dollar store.
That was crazy.
No, I'm serious. When I say I pulled my cane out of that thing, I was like, if this woman comes up to me crazy, I'm chucking her in her throat with this cane. I'm serious.
Your clothesline her with the cane.
Dude. You think I'm lying? Think I'm lying.
I know you're not lying.
Rest in peace,
I
Malice.
I know you're not lying.
Rest in peace, Malice. You think I'm lying. All right, well, let's sit around here for a few more minutes.
And see what happens. Try and see what happens.
Chuck, chuck.
Because remember, you like my big auntie, so you're going to give it to me straight, and I know you're going to give it straight to everybody else, so. Y'all know she ain't no punk now. She ain't no punk. So that's for y'all to know.
Ooh, it's so hot. I'm having a hot flash, y'all. On that note, we'll be right back.
Girl, get outside. Go dip in the lake.
Yep, I got to get some air. I'll be right back. And that's what's up.
I want two.
Again, when my builder fell down on the rat can, people throw the super on the trip to the P now. While I settle off the shores of the Long Island, my father's clean, I mean my mind is clear when I transmit. I am the manner of the family because I can't spit. I want to let forensics prove that I can mince rule with the threats from Peter Water Hate. Want to say salutation to the nation of the Nubians. We about to place it in that 3 feet of stew again. I got the frequency to shatter Mr. Jones' term. I got a hail of other honeys, cause a short-term tally and a score for the shoddy in the jacket. For the brother, he's a nigga when he packed it. So get your butt out the sling. I saw Muhammad floating up. That means a vessel like the autograph to sign until the break. Weigh the 18 mil, even still, stack a bag of troubles, make a single
bubble. Loose the coin and join the minimum wage. I had a plan if I was a man, I'd pros the check. Lay it low and leg mad cassette. I uncondition my ways of the everyday sunset. Waging my days to the one bet. Cause your breaks to have the capital takes. Weather mine, out of line, I beat it to the early morning. Freak the wick, call, I get a tap on my shoulder. Cause the days of the break, you just about over. The arts of the system of play my bag of chips. I got the sevens in my pocket somewhere. Reason for the cheer or temperature here. I give it to the rear, and then I'm exploding.
I be the fabulous, but see, unlike the G, I got the flea up in the name. You know what been my cousin from the Peter Pipe. I like the others latching on the wind, I caught the fame. The native tongue again, my friend, I tell you, jungle brothers on the run. I'm shaking hands with many devils in the industry. Believe the genesis, like Bill was told me that I'm deaf. Like the autograph, I'm signing to the break.
I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickie's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Big up to Tank out there in Maryland.
Okay.
Oh, I miss you. So big up to Tank out there in Maryland at Horse and Dickies. And that's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
So J2, do you have a little something you gotta say to the people today, or?
Yeah, I always have something to say to the people today. Now, I know for some reason, we just need to make sure that, okay, if we see people that need mental health, we need to go on and go back to the old school ways, you know, pray about it, be about it, think about it, and love it, you know, because we want to protect the community, not just black communities, white communities, the Mexican, the Hispanic community, you know, all those communities that are all around. And, y'all keep your head up. Keep your head up. I'm going to say something that Tupac said. Keep your head up.
Okay.
You know, keep your head up and keep going and keep trying, because we are here to help each other. Now, if we can help each other, then, you know, we know what it is. So keep your head up. Stay focused. Stay in your mental self and get better with yourself and ask for that help. And we are here to help. That's what we're all here for, because we are all God's children. We are all God's children. And God's children help each other. We are all one. We are all one.
Well,
and that's the purpose.
J2, I have enjoyed my evening with you and Jacob Blake Sr.
Yeah, Mr. Blake.
And to all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now. Ooh, I'm having a high flash. Dig you later. I'm almost naked, y'all. And that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Bye, J2.
All right, Bimo.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.